Let's go ahead and dive right in here with a solution that contains two applications. Both of these are command prompt applications, one to register a peer name and one to resolve a peer name. In both of these projects, I have already added a reference to the system.net assembly. And to get started, we're going to go ahead and add the system.net.peer-to-peer namespace. And then one of the interesting things that we may want to do in an application is be aware of what clouds are available. So there is a cloud class, and off of that class are some static methods and properties that we can use to interrogate what clouds are available. So we're going to use the getAvailableClouds method, which returns a collection of cloud objects. But if I was interested in just a particular cloud, I could grab the globalCloud property, which would return a cloud instance that represents the global cloud. What's interesting is we also have a static reference to the available clouds. And this represents all of the available clouds, even though what I get back is a single cloud object. It actually represents all of the available clouds. Same thing for all link local. It's a single cloud instance that I'm getting back, but it represents all of the link local clouds on my machine. So if I had multiple network adapters all connected, this would actually represent each of the link local clouds across all those adapters. So we'll just stick with get available clouds for right now. And we'll just do a real simple list of the clouds that are on my machine or available to my machine. And so we'll just put out their name, just do something like that. So pretty straightforward. And then what we'll do is let's just add another quick right line for some spacing. And then we're going to go ahead and get started registering a peer name by asking to enter the peer name classifier. And what we're going to do in this example is we're just going to make all of our peers unsecure peers. So we'll just say, okay, I want to get a classifier, and that's going to be equal to a read line here. So we'll grab that. And then what we're going to do is create a peer name that we would like to register. So we'll call that peer name. And this class takes in the name of the peer name and the type of peer name you would like to register. So we'll pass in the classifier. And in this case, what we'll do is we will say we would like an unsecure peer name, not a secure one, a unsecure, just a little easier and allows us to kind of integrate in some of the network services shell stuff that we had done in the earlier screencast into some of our examples here as we move along. So I'm going to go in and now actually register that peer name. So to do that, I need to get an instance of the peer name registration class. So we'll just call that instance registration. And we'll go ahead and create it. And what we need to pass into this, there's a couple different overloads here that we can use, but the one we're going to use, it takes in the peer name that we want to register, a port, and then if I wanted, I could add a specific cloud or clouds that I would like to register to. So if I want to go to the global cloud, I could put cloud.global here, for example. This signature basically says register me in all of the available clouds, and that's what we'll do for this example. So now what we'll do is show you a couple of the things that we can do with this registration that also come in handy. So what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to create, we'll call it timestamp. It's actually a formatted string that contains a timestamp. And we'll say we want to format up a string, and what we're going to say is peer created at, and then what we'll do is just pass in a timestamp using a short time string, just like that. So this is little string says, hey, this is when the peer was created. And what I can do is I can take my registration and actually add a comment to it, which is just a string. There is a limit to the size of this. I want to say it's 250 characters off the top of my head, but I could be wrong about that. I may be confusing that with the peer name overall, but I think there is a limit size there that you have to worry about. But then what's even more interesting is if I come down here and let's just do this right now, we'll say registration.data, I can actually attach a byte array to my registration as well. This I'm pretty sure is limited to 4K, 3 or 4K in size. And we'll just set this equal to data here in our application. Now, what's data going to be in our case? Well, what we'll do is we'll grab that Unicode encoding class and create an instance of that, just like this. And what we'll do is create a byte array called data, and we'll grab our encoder here, and we'll just say, we want to get bytes, and what we'll do is just pass in the timestamp. And we want to turn that string into an array of bytes, and then we can just assign that to the data. So that's pretty cool. We've got that all set up, some additional metadata, as it were, attached to our peer name. So let's go ahead and just set up a try-catch block here. There's actually a couple different exceptions that can get returned by the registration method. One of them is that you pass in a null peer name. We're not going to do that. And the other one is if you've actually told the registration object itself to be disposed of, and then you try and use it again, it'll throw an object disposed exception or something like that. But if something's wrong with the peer-to-peer environment, it will throw a peer-to-peer exception for me. So we'll just go in here and say console write line, and we'll just do something like, hey, there was a peer-to-peer exception, and here's what the message was, and we can read that. That obviously will not happen in our case here, but now we're inside this try block and we want to register. All you have to do is say registration start, and this will go ahead and register everything for me. And as long as this process runs, that registration will be there and available for me to have plugged into whatever cloud that I've registered. So we'll just put out a nice little, hey, peer registration successful. All right, that looks good. And how about we get a little data off of that peer name that we've registered? So let's write out another write line. We'll say, hey, your peer host name. So we looked at that in the last screencast as well, how we can grab kind of a faux DNS name. And we'll go into the peer name and say, what's my peer host name? We'll grab that. And because we don't want the console to close for a couple reasons. One, it makes for a bad demo. And two, if the process that registered my peer name closes, then my peer name goes away. So we'll put in, press enter to exit. We'll hold the window open with a read line statement here. And then just to be a good citizen, when I do exit, I'll actually explicitly call the stop command. Now you'll notice there's some other properties on here. Obviously the peer name I've registered, the port that my registration exists on. I'm using auto endpoint selection if I don't, if I don't want to specify which particular endpoint adapter or something like that I want to connect to. I can change my comment and my data payload by calling the update method. I can check is registered to see if I've actually started the registration. I can get an endpoint collection, etc. So some good stuff here that I can use if I want. So we'll just go ahead and say stop, and we're pretty much ready to rock and roll now on this particular little application. So I'm going to do a quick build. Looks good. Let's go ahead and fire this up now. So we'll start a new instance. So it says, hey, what's my peer name classifier? Let's just go with, how about Jeff? And we'll fire that up. Says it's successful. So let's just pop open another command prompt here real quickly. And let's go ahead and first let's try and ping jeff.pnrp.net. Hey, looks good. That's working. Always gotta like that. Let's jump into my network services shell real quickly. P2P, PNRP, peer. And let's do a resolve on 0 because it's unclassified or unsecure. 0.jeff. And we will start the resolve. And there you have it. We get our resolve back. There's my comment, peer created at 10:58. You can see my extended payload in an array of bytes is listed out there. There's my link local cloud registration, and there is my global registration. So very cool. We've now registered a peer-to-peer name, we've pinged it, and we've gone ahead and looked it up from our network services shell. In the next segment, we'll go ahead and take a look at actually using the command prompt to resolve peer names as well.